Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Are you ready for more growth and control over your future? The Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model might be right for you. There are many paths to independence, and Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move with confidence, from defining your vision to successfully transitioning your clients. Schwab helps you build your roadmap to independence. To find your path, start with Schwab Advisor Services at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths. Today.
Hello, meatballs. Happy Thursday and welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Hey, meatballs. We have to talk about Love is Blind, and there's just so many other things to talk about this episode.
There's a lot going on.
I promise we won't go into too many conspiracies this week. Chris told me that we either sound funny or sound crazy.
I feel like we sound both, because we are.
He's like, if it's somebody that kind of goes with the flow of, like, your mental, you know, thinking, it's funny. But if they're not, you're crazy.
Like, you're a crackpot.
I'm like, thanks. I mean, he thinks I'm crazy, so it's okay.
I mean, same. But there's a lot going on this week.
He knows what he married.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so much going on. Where do we even begin?
Well, first, make sure you guys watch Jersey Shore tonight, Family Vacation. What is on this week?
So this week, it's so funny because people think we like watch the episodes, but we have no idea what's really coming on.
Literally.
We filmed it so long ago, but we just left the Jets game, or we're leaving the Jets game, I believe.
Oh, yes. So this episode,
I think Mike's down with you about bringing Ron in.
Yeah. So Ron is eventually coming soon.
Sorry, you might hear some fart noises because Chris decided to get the boys whoopee cushions.
So, amazing.
I can't. So it's not me. It's a whoopee cushion.
Yeah, Dina's not farting.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
But yeah, tonight, everyone, I feel like all of you are just waiting for Ron to come in, waiting for Ron to like see all of us, especially see Sam. So it's going to happen, guys. And so yeah, this episode, I'm planning Nashville because I got to go to Nashville to get my store. And I'm looking at stuff, you know, looking at spaces because I want to get my store there like so bad. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go look at spaces, but also like bring the roomies and we can have a fun time, which we did. Dina loved Nashville.
I knew she would. I can't wait for Nashville to air because we had
a blast.
So fun. Because I know like these last couple of episodes have been like super traumatic, but Nashville was nothing but like pure fun.
Good time.
Mm-hmm. Like so much fun.
The meatballs went out and we had a meatball night, just like me and Dee. So you guys are going to love that. But yeah, that's the episode and it's coming and it's happening. And I know you're all impatient with seeing Ron.
I know.
But it's going to happen. And I feel like Nashville was just such a good time. So I just can't wait to see it. And like Dina said, we told you guys this before, but we don't know how they're editing it. We don't know what's going to happen, how it's going to play. So when we're watching the episode, we're literally watching as a fan because we have no idea what we're going to see.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm excited for these next couple episodes because I feel like, I mean, there's still drama, don't get me wrong, but I think you get a little breather from the drama these next couple episodes.
And you have some fun.
Yeah, and I know they're going to wait until the last minute to bring on Ron. Ron is going to be on this season. The producers, I think, just wanted to make sure it was the right time. And, you know, you have to remember, we hadn't talked to Ron in years. So, you know, the producers didn't want to just throw him into the show. I think they just needed to make sure everybody was okay with it and, you know, just kind of work him in, I guess, gradually. So it wasn't like all of us weren't prepared, like ready for him, I guess.
But also I think like Ron wasn't ready because, you know, Ron's going away to work on himself, mm-hmm. be a better person and, you know, like be a good dad. So he went away to like help himself as well. So I feel like it was just time. Like he was ready. We were ready. So get ready, bitches. It's going to be fun.
It takes a little, you know, it's been a couple episodes, but he is coming. And yeah, he's, I feel like he's going to be in a lot of the episodes because he did most of the one big trip with us. So I feel like he should be in a decent amount of episodes once he's actually brought in. But yeah, everyone's yeah. like, where is he? I'm like, oh my God, he's coming. It's only like the fourth
episode. Guys, relax.
And also, you know, we had to make sure Sam was okay with it because, you know, Sam, it was going to be only her like second big trip with us. So, you know, there was a lot going into this whole Ron coming back thing for everybody.
And it was definitely a little stressful because there was drama already happening. So Sam was dealing with the drama and then we're like, okay, Sam, are you okay with Ron coming? So poor Sam just like got like run over by a ton of stuff, but Sam's amazing and everything worked out. So yeah, watch the episode tonight, 8 p.m. You're going to like what you say, moms.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
But what else? What else this week? So,
oh, it was Gianni's birthday yesterday.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday, Gianni. Oh, my God. Chris and Gianni are...
I know. They're so close.
No wonder they're so much alike.
They're so much alike. And I feel like we're like, oh, I wish we could do double dates like all the time.
I know. We live so far, though. It's so...
I know. Because we're all like two peas in a pod, I feel.
We really are. Like, we're lucky we found them to love us.
Literally. Like, I could just see us, like... you know, going crazy, like dancing, like meatballs. And then they're just like staring at us, like shaking their head.
Yeah. I don't think not many men would be able to handle us.
You know.
But you know but, yeah. what? We handle a lot too. We take care of our families.
Oh, exactly. We're amazing. So yeah, Gianni is 37. Woof.
Oh my God. He's my age.
Oh yeah. You're 37. Sorry.
yeah. Woof. Woof. You're 36. You act like you're like,
well,
30,
I know.
30.
No, I know. I always send you those memes where, like, the best friend is, like, only, like, 1 year younger. But, like, she's a young kid. And then you're, like, the grandma. And I'm hugging you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woof. That's like, old, man.
She goes, no, woof. Nicole.
I'm literally right behind
Nicole,
him. November. I'll be 37. But, oh, my God. I felt like such a shit mom yesterday because... you know, I had to do the appointments for the kids, for the doctors, make sure, like, everyone's up to date with shots and everything. Because I guess when you go to middle school, you need these certain vaccinations to be able to go to middle school. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. So I was looking, and they were like, well, if he's already 11, then he must have got them already. So I was like, holy shit, how old is Lorenzo? And I was like, I think he's 10. No, I think he's 11. I had no freaking idea. I had to Google how old my son was.
But in your, you have
no,
three
it's
kids.
Terrible.
Your life's
like,
chaos,
I knew in my
so.
Head he was 11, but I was like, wait, is he though? So I literally had to Google how old is Snooki's son, Lorenzo. I mean, I literally, I slapped myself God. In the cheek. I was like, you idiot. And I was like, looking at myself in the mirror, like, do better. I was so mad at myself.
I did that with myself.
That's what I do with me, though. Like, I'm okay, like, doing it for myself because I feel like once you get past, like, 34, you're like, how the hell old am I? Like, I don't know. So, yeah, I felt awful that I did it to my first baby. But it happens, you know?
It's okay. Yeah, listen.
I felt like a shit
mom. You have a full plate over there. Sometimes you get brain farts. Listen, mom guilt is real, so it happens. I just yelled at my kids this morning, and then I had mom guilt. I'm like, cool. I feel like a monster.
like, oh, I hate that. I'm like, I feel terrible.
Like, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
I was like, are they going to go to therapy when they're older because I yelled at them? Like,
I know. I sit them down like, listen, I'm sorry I yelled. I love you. And then I turn into gentle parenting. I'm like, oh, let me try and gentle parent.
No.
But sometimes you can't gentle parent. Sometimes you just can't. Like now CJ does this new thing where he mimics me. And I'm like, no.
Oh, my
I'll
God.
I'll be like, stop jumping on the couch. I'm like, what? I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Stop that.
He's so funny.
And like, stop that. I'm like, I'm going to flip out. We were walking the other day. My mom and him were walking the other day. And she was walking around the development. I guess there was people working. And then they were taking a break. And then they start working again. He goes, so you're done with your break? I was like, oh. God. He's just, I can't. Sometimes I forget he's five. I'm like, you're like a teenager.
Literally, though.
And then Cameron over here, they have two completely different personalities. Like, Cameron likes, like, scary, and he's doing the whoopee cushion right now, so if you hear farting, it's just Cameron.
It's just your second kid problems.
So, Cameron likes, like, scary, weird things.
And oh, then he's CJ, me.
And then CJ's scared of everything, which is like me.
Yeah. So, best of like, both worlds.
Yeah. So we had them watch. Oh my gosh. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Sound like he shit his pants.
I can't. So right now he's watching Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So we had them watch it. CJ freaked out by it. Cameron. Obsessed. So now he like likes to watch it all the time. But like I'm watching it and I'm freaked out by it.
No, it's terrifying. I remember watching it when I was little and like I love scary stuff. Like I'm a scary movie person. Like I love it. But Willy Wonka just like rubbed me the wrong way. I felt weird when I watched it. Yeah. And then even watching it now, because I watched it with the kids, my kids like didn't really like it. But I was watching it and I was like, this is freaking creepy.
Oh, so creepy. So like I'm watching it and you know when poor CJ, because CJ's freaked out very easily and then he has bad dreams. So
poor baby.
This one part in it, but it's weird because sometimes he'll like it, but then he's like scared of it. He's me. So he, you know that one part where they go in the boat and they go through the weird like tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
The pictures on the wall of that, it's like a chicken getting its head cut off. I'm like,
no, it's spooky.
What? I never ever realized it watching it when I was a kid. Like,
yeah.
What the actual pictures were in the tunnel, and then how dark it kind of is. Like, I don't know if do those kids die? Like, what happened to them? Because I don't remember.
I think they die. I think they just they're done for.
Like, or they're part. I read that they're like ingredients to the chocolate.
That's even sicker. See.
So I like then I got TikTok, freaking TikTok. I really should. I should get paid by TikTok. I should be a millionaire from TikTok.
Totally.
But I got down the rabbit hole of Willy Wonka because we were watching it. And then, my phone records me. And it all of a sudden, my algorithm was Willy Wonka. And I'm like, that's weird. So Willy Wonka was coming up. And it was saying, like, yeah, the kids are part of, like, the ingredients. I'm like, what?
That's disgusting.
And then I'm like, oh, my God, maybe I shouldn't have Cameron watch the show. But he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
No, you don't know that when you're little.
And then he likes Friday Night at Freddy's or whatever. Five Night at Freddy's.
That sounds familiar. What's that about?
So it's about like, it's like, I guess it's like, I haven't watched it. Chris was watching it and then Cameron liked it. So it was like, it's like, I guess it's like these like characters and they wind up, they're like trying to scare people. And then, but the girl winds up becoming friends with, like the guy that's trying to scare people. I don't know. But yeah, Cameron likes that. CJ won't watch that. So Cameron and Chris are watching it downstairs. And then me and CJ are watching like the new movie Wish upstairs, which is super, by the way.
Cute.
I'm like, I can't.
Well, Giovanna, she ended up sleeping in my bed on Sunday. And Sunday, you know, I'm watching Walking Dead, which by the way, I haven't watched Walking Dead in years just because, like, it fell off. It wasn't the same. Ever since, you know, Rick left, it was just, like, not the same. And I stopped watching it. But then Rick finally came back and Michonne, so it feels like old school, like, 2010 Walking Dead. Literally love it. So
it's the new one?
Yes. So it's a spinoff of The Walking Dead. So it's, like, Rick's story and, like, Michonne's story. And then after that is the spinoff of Daryl. So Daryl has a spinoff now. So, like, it's just coming back. Thank God. Everything's coming back.
Yeah. See, I stopped watching it. I started watching it during COVID. So I never got through to the entire original Walking Dead. So I feel like I really can't watch the other ones unless I finish the original.
Well, once Rick leaves, or, like, he, like, dies, in quotations, it's, like, done. So for the spinoff with Rick and Michonne, you don't need to watch anything after that. It's but just, I've like, what happened?
Is this – so did he not really die?
No, he didn't die. So everyone thought he died, but then, like, we were getting, like, little Easter eggs that, like, he got picked up by someone and he's alive somewhere, but we don't know. And then this is where they show him, like, getting picked up by a helicopter, and then he's in this community. So he's been there for years, and Michonne has been trying to find him for years. So yeah, that's how it starts. And then Daryl's spinoff came, and it's just amazing. It's really good. So, you know, Giovanna was in my bed. She fell asleep, and then she woke up in the morning terrified. She goes, "Are the zombies here? What is happening?" God. And I'm like, "Are you all right?" And she was like, "I had a terrible dream of zombies, and they were in our house trying to eat us." And I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, honey," because she was sleeping when it was on. But you know when you're sleeping and you hear something, you start dreaming of it. So now she's terrified. She won't shower in her freaking room. And she's just scared of all the zombies. Now she's scared of ghosts. So I had to get her a dream catcher because she said she's scared of her dreams now, poor thing.
Oh, no.
So I got her this beautiful pink dream catcher because I had one when I was little. And I feel like they do help. Like, I love
dream catchers.
Yeah. So I got her a dream catcher to put over her bed. And I was like, everything is fine.
Oh, but poor thing.
I guess, Giovanna is terrified of being in her room by herself and – yeah, she's in that stage right now.
Look at you over there, forgetting freaking Lorenzo's age. You're giving freaking...
giving my kids evil dreams. Like, oh my God. Like, is the moon, like, cursing me? I don't know what's happening.
I can't.
I have to say, I haven't had a great couple months with my kids being sick and all this stuff. And then it's just one after the other.
Well, things have been off anyway. I feel like this freaking eclipse thing is freaking me out.
Let's just talk about that. This is the only thing we're going to talk about, meatballs, that's like a little weird.
I feel like the atmosphere is just off. So maybe you're just feeling like a weird shift in the atmosphere.
Maybe. But the eclipse is happening. It's coming. And everyone is saying, you know, when the eclipse does happen, make sure you have food for a week and you're prepared to, like, stay in your house for a full week. Like, the grid's going to go down or something. Or
so this is
gonna be
one
a terrorist
thing.
Attack. They're telling us to prepare for the eclipse.
But this is a thing. This isn't a TikTok thing. This is on... Oh, okay, Cameron. He's been
It's on the government said. Website.
Yeah, like, this is on the... Sorry, meatballs. My kid is being a meatball right now.
You're fine.
Yeah, this isn't like a TikTok thing. This is on the government website. It's on the news. Like, what are they trying to – like, I've never in my 37 years – and we've been through plenty of eclipses. Usually it's like, okay, wear glasses because, like, your eyes could get hurt or something. It's never, oh, yeah, stock up on food. Make sure you have communication with family and friends.
Right.
Like, all this
stuff. Like, the grid is going to go down.
I'm like, make sure you have batteries. I'm like, what?
So I was watching that. And then yesterday, it was like 1 o'clock, 1:30. And, you know, I'm cleaning the kitchen. The TV's on Disney. And all of a sudden I hear the and I'm like, oh my God, it's happening. I was ready to, like, put my shoes on and grab the kids at school. I was, like, freaking out. But then it said, you know, this is a test. This is an alert. Usually they do that, I feel, at night, you know, like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. But I've never seen them do it during the day at, like, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it was on for a good 10 minutes. So I'm like,
something's weird. And then I've been looking at the moon. And so... the moon right now is supposed to be like a hat, like kind of like a horseshoe moon on the side.
Yeah, it's like upside down.
Yeah, it's upside down.
What is happening?
I don't know.
And then, like, TikTok turns it into even more of a conspiracy thing, which I'm not even
gonna... Oh, my God. Did you see the TikTok of the moon? And there's a big face near the moon. Everyone's seeing a face near the moon.
Oh, the face?
Yeah, no, they're saying it's, like, the giants, and they're just, like, watching us.
No, I've been seeing, like, it's biblical. Like, the direction that the eclipse is supposed to go is going through towns that's like in the Bible and like all this stuff. But
what do you mean?
I mean, who knows? I don't know. Just it's on TikTok. Like basically it's like end of times over here.
No, I'm not ready.
No, me neither. But if like the rapture does happen, you know, I just hope I need to get Chris on board with Believe in Shit. So he comes with me and my kids. Just gonna get left behind.
Okay, same. So obviously we're Catholic. I totally believe in God and heaven, Jesus, angels, all of it. Like I wear my cross every day. I pray every single day for my kids. And Gianni's Catholic, but Gianni's like not really a believer of like heaven and everything. He's just like when we die, it's like a black hole. Like no, it's not.
Oh.
So even though he's Catholic, like will he still rise? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you got to believe. Like, yeah, we're going you to have church. To believe. Come on.
Well, Chris believes, like, in heaven and all that. But right now, he's like, there's no one, like, there's no rapture. You're being crazy. But I think you have to, like, believe in, like, the rapture and, like, all of that to actually be taken up by God and, like, being accepting of it, I guess. I don't know. But that's what TikTok is saying. But then, you know, and then you have the scientific TikTok, which is like, yeah, it's you know, why are they saying all this stuff? It's just an eclipse. Like, there shouldn't be a reason that you have to stock up on food and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes, that's right. Something is going on. Not
to be feared. I feel like the government likes to fearmonger us. So, like, they're in control and yeah. They like to freak us out. So, I like to believe, like, the crazy parts because when it doesn't happen, then I'm like, woo. Like, it's fine, yeah. But, like, also we were prepared at the same time.
That's how I feel. Like, let me prepare for what I can prepare for. Like, yes, I know I'm not in control of everything, but if I could be in control of what I can be in control of, I feel better, you know?
Same.
So, whatever. I mean, I don't know. If you would have told me this, before all, like, the alien shit went down and all this other conspiracy crap went down, I'd be like, whatever. It's just going to be another day. But I don't know. I feel like just weird things have been going on. And now the fact that they keep, like, saying this stuff, I'm like, this is weird. But thank God me and you already stocked up. So meatballs.
Oh, yeah. Meatballs, get your shit together. Do a big Costco or Sam's Club order. You'll be good.
This isn't a TikTok thing, meatballs. This is the government saying to stock up because of this. And the National Guard is getting involved for the eclipse.
Weird. I cannot.
So I don't know what they're trying to do, but they're telling you to stock up. Even if you don't believe it, just stock up if they're telling you to, just so you're prepared.
Amen.
But yeah, so yeah, I'm just happy that we're not flying that day because we're...
Oh my God, we just get back. So we have our big trip soon, and thank God we get back right before it happens. Because I have to say, I wouldn't go.
Well, yeah, I was a little concerned to be flying on the 8th, just because, like, who knows? Who knows if the eclipse also does change the atmosphere, you know? I mean, yeah. It's, like, magnetic and shit. Who knows?
And they're also saying that, like, obviously when the eclipse happens, like, everything is dark, and then the sun comes and everything's light. They're saying that it's going to be dark for, like, 3 full days straight.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I think that's why they're saying stock up, get ready, because people might freak out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, the people that aren't crazy like us have been saying, you know, people, they're doing this for more of the places that all the people are going to go to watch the eclipse. So.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it, like, Texas or something?
Yeah, I feel like it's in the Midwest somewhere. But so basically there's.
Wait, so we're not going to be able to see it? I don't get it.
I have no idea. I know it's going in the direction of I'm pretty sure the Midwest. So a lot of people that I think we'll see, maybe it, we'll see it, but I think the people in the direct direction of it will see it more.
See, and I feel like this is like a big thing because it happens every, it doesn't happen often. It happens like, what is it, every 5 years or even more?
Yeah. I think the last one was 2017.
17, 18. So, yeah, like every 6 years. Yeah, so I feel like people are going to travel.
Well, yeah, I think that's
travel also, to Texas to actually see it.
So, Meatballs, don't be too scared because it could also be they're just putting it out there for the people that are in the areas that everyone's going to travel to see it. But if you're in those areas, stock up because who knows if how, you know, the grocery stores might be, whatever. Look at me being not crazy.
I know. Well, make sure you get your wine, too, your favorite alcoholic drink.
Ooh, yes.
You always got to be stocked with that. Just saying.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
You need that wine.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Oh, yeah. We're filming. We actually leave for our big trip in a week. And, that's what I was nervous about, like traveling on the day of the eclipse. I was like, I just need to make sure I'm not traveling on the 8th. It has to be on the 7th or the 9th. I have to come home.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we have the reunion next week. Guys, we have a lot. We have a lot. If you're into Jersey Shore, we have a lot going on.
Yeah. Like, what is happening?
We have the reunion next week, which I'm sure it's going to be something else. And then we leave for our big trip. So, yeah, we have a lot of filming going on.
A lot going on, so get ready. But before we jump into talking about Amanda Bynes and that documentary, which I still have yet to watch, but I've seen clips, I just want to say thank you to everyone that came out to Huntington because I did my ribbon cutting, and it was literally amazing. It was last Friday, and Huntington, the town, is, like, so nice. They're so welcoming. They love that I'm there. And then Melissa's store is opening this weekend. So they got Jersey in the house.
Oh, and, I love it. I love it. You killed it, Meatball.
Thank you. Yeah. So the fans are amazing and the support was great. So I just want to say thank you to you guys who came out. And yeah, Huntington is fully open and ready to go.
Yeah. It looked amazing. I wish I could have been there. But I was actually reading at CJ school, which actually was, it went well.
So cute. Did you stutter?
No, I didn't stutter.
That's good.
Yeah. The kids were so cute and they were so excited to like have me there to read. And CJ was so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was happy I did it.
Adorable.
Yeah. So I was reading at CJ school, so I wasn't able to go to Nicole's, ribbon cutting, but it looked like it was so packed. I was so proud of you.
Oh, yeah. Packed and so much fun. And now I got to get ready for Nashville. So hopefully that'll happen soon.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to go back.
I'm definitely bringing you Meatball.
Oh, my God. I loved Nashville.
So much fun. And we didn't even, like, go to, like, the best bars.
Yeah, yeah. So that's another thing. When we film, we can only go to certain bars that are cleared. So, like, some of the ones that everybody's like, why didn't you go here? We sometimes just can't when we're filming. So,
yeah. That's the sucky part about filming. So you have to get everything, like, approved and, you know, signing all these papers and stuff. So it's not like we could just, like, walk into any place. Like, everything has to be, like, set in advance, like, weeks prior. So it's definitely different with filming.
Yeah. So I would like to go back and try all the places that everybody else talks about.
So much fun.
But yeah, so let's get into Amanda Bynes and this new Nickelodeon documentary, which I haven't watched it yet, but I've been just seeing clips.
Same.
But oh my God, like Drake Bell, that poor freaking thing.
Wait, so I know that he was a part of it and something crazy happened, but I don't know what happened.
So basically, he was sleeping and he woke up to Dan Schneider sexually assaulting him.
No. How old was he?
He was young. He was like, he had to have been like 12 or 13.
How is this guy not in freaking jail? I saw him do an interview.
He tells his parents. Like, he's trying to tell his parents and he's like, I don't want to go. Or not Dan Schneider. It was Brian Beck. So Brian Beck was sexually assaulting him.
Ugh.
But basically, Brian Beck and Dan Schneider were two of a kind. So Brian Beck was assaulting him. And then he was basically telling his parents, like, I don't want to go to Brian's house. I don't want to go to Brian's house.
Ew.
And he, so then Brian Beck eventually, like, talked to the parents and was like, I didn't mean to. It was so out of character for me.
But, I didn't mean to.
Yeah. Crazy. Mm-mm. And then he wound up back acting and, like, practicing and, like, all of his, like, dialogue and shit at Brian's house. And then
he
continued to get assaulted. And this poor man now is, like, in his seat, so uncomfortable, talking about it. Like, he can't even get his words out because he's just so uncomfortable because he's, like, reliving the torture he had in his life.
What the fuck?
And he basically said, like, he didn't get into detail, but he said, you know, if you could think of the worst sexual assault you can think of, that's what he went through with this man. So how this guy is not in jail, I have no idea.
What the fuck?
Crazy. But they said, like, a lot, some other, which is crazy. So from Boy Meets World, Eric and Sean, I don't know mm-hmm. They wrote letters in, like, basically in Brian Beck's favor.
What?
Yeah. So Brian Peck was, like, in court. And, like, so
Brian Peck's
side was, like, full with people on his side because I think.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And then poor Drake Bell was alone when he was
going to court. So I guess these predators, these producers and writers, they would literally tell the kids, like, you know, if you tell on me, or, you know, if you're on my side, you'll still have a career. If not, you'll never work in this industry again. Like, your career is over. And I feel like that's exactly what happened to poor Drake. Like, after his show, like, he didn't really get anything because he was sticking up for himself. Nobody believed him.
Yeah, no one believed him.
So that's, oh my God, so fucked up. Oh God.
And then a lot of them, I heard, got hush money.
Right. So, exactly. Yeah,
so they didn't speak up.
Exactly.
And some people are saying they think Amanda Bynes did because she hasn't spoke up at all. But clearly I think she is the way she is today because of what happened to her.
100%.
Like, so Dan Schneider is who was with her. And then Brian Peck was with, like, Drake Bell and stuff. But Dan Schneider, there's videos of him, like, all over Amanda Bynes, her massaging him.
And he just did an interview, like, I know that was inappropriate. Like, I'm so sorry to anyone that I hurt. Like, shut the fuck up and go to jail. Like
do
bye.
You see, Amanda? Do you see what you did to this freaking woman? Like,
he ruined her.
Disgusting. So yeah, I can't even look at all of these shows the same. And even the inappropriate jokes, like, there's so many of Ariana Grande and, like, so many inappropriate jokes that I didn't get when I was young.
No,
I was
like, back in the day, we just thought it was, like, funny and weird.
Yeah, but, like, it's like foot jokes and, like, foot fetish jokes and, like, all these, like, inappropriate jokes.
Such nasty, disgusting fucking people.
And even, like, Orlando Bloom has, like, come out so, like, for years saying, like, everybody is, like, corrupt and, like, all this stuff. And people are like, he's crazy. But you know what? He was part of Nickelodeon and Disney. Like, he probably went through all of this shit, and he's not crazy. He's mentally not okay from what he went through. These poor kids.
Literally disgusting. And
I can't. I don't know how Dan Schneider and Brian Peck are not in jail.
I thought Brian was. I thought there was a mugshot of him.
6 months, I heard.
That's it?
Yeah.
No.
Because some of these child actors wrote letters to, like, say, like, he wasn't bad. But they had no idea, like, what some of the other kids were going through, I guess.
Well, maybe some of them didn't experience any of that. And they only, like, picked certain people.
Or
so they were like, there's no way.
Or they got the hush money.
Oh, that's good. Unfortunate.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. Cameron's doing a puzzle. Yeah, so that made me so sad. I don't even know. And this was only – I only saw, like, some parts, so I don't even know if I could watch the whole thing. I feel like it's just – I'm going to, like, cry for these poor kids.
100%. And I can't imagine, like, being a parent – and like finding this all out, and like I would go to jail. I'm sorry, I don't give a shit. Like, I'm murdering you.
Oh,
if
no,
you hurt my kid in any freaking way.
These parents failed their kids. They like knew things were happening inappropriately,
and they let it happen.
Yeah, like they weren't. They. I don't know if they were like putting a shy eye to it, but they were just not. They didn't help their kids. They failed those parents failed those kids so terribly.
Oh no. Mm-mm. Nope.
I think there was, I can't remember the girl's name, but she was, I feel like she was either, she was on one of the Nickelodeon shows. Mm-hmm. And she got, so one of the producers or guys on the set that was also involved with Dan Schneider was emailing back and forth with her. And at first the mom was like, okay, like they're emailing. But and the daughter was just telling the mom everything like that was being sent. And then one day he sent one of him masturbating and saying like, oh, I'm thinking of you. And then the mom ripped her
God.
Out. Yeah, ripped her out of like acting. I'm like, that's a good parent.
100%. Ew. That is so fucking disgusting.
But I wouldn't have been letting my 12-year-old daughter talk to a 30-something-year-old anyway.
No.
So, but whatever. But yeah, it's crazy. Crazy. I can't even watch Nickelodeon the same anymore.
No. Like they were saying that even the creator of Ren and Stimpy, like he was doing shit too.
Oh, well, yeah. All of that. All of the shows were so inappropriate. Now that I watch them back, so inappropriate.
Oh, what the fuck goes on? That's like, so disgusting.
SpongeBob. SpongeBob was not for kids.
No. And Angela loves SpongeBob.
Like, I watched one episode with the boys one day, and they put, so, what is it? The Krusty Krab was getting, I guess a food inspector was coming, and then they killed the food inspector and put him in the freezer.
Yeah, SpongeBob is not a kid show. Like, it's for adults, I feel.
Yeah.
But poor Angela loves SpongeBob. He went to the book fair because they had the book fair this week. And he came back with like 2 SpongeBob books. I'm like, okay, honey.
All right. I mean, SpongeBob's the least of your worries with everything going on. Yeah,
he literally doesn't know what's even happening. He just loves SpongeBob.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, what's going to happen with Universal? Like, that's all Nickelodeon. People are going to boycott it, I feel.
Well, I remember years ago, one of the child actors came out and she was standing in front of Nickelodeon with signs saying there's predators working here. I grew up in this industry. You know, I tried to speak out and then I couldn't get a job after that. And she literally, she tried. She tried to tell everyone and nobody believed her. And now look.
Oh, I hate that.
Now look.
Everybody looks crazy. See? They were crazy.
But that's why people don't come out. Because they're going to be ridiculed. Their reputation's going to be broken. So that's why it's so hard for people that deal with like sexual assault and, you know, molestation. Like, they're scared to come out because.
So sad.
It's disgusting. It truly is. So.
That makes me scared for our kids and stuff. Like, you never know. You never freaking.
Dina, I'll go to fucking jail.
Oh, me too. I'll kill somebody.
No, I'm literally slicing your throat. Like, I'm chopping your head off with a saw.
Yeah.
Don't come for me.
I'm waiting for Disney people to come out now after all this.
Yeah, I feel like this is just like an open gate. So, yeah.
So crazy.
Ugh, these poor kids.
I know. And yeah, back to like Amanda Bynes. I hope that she gets a Lindsay Lohan like glow up. Like, I hope
I
now that she's out and everybody sees like this is why she is the way she is. Like, she's not like, she's like, yeah, this is what happened to me. And I hope she's able to like come out like and be like, Lindsay Lohan. Like, Lindsay Lohan, like, had a hard time, and she had the best glow up.
Oh my God, she is thriving. I love her so much.
Thriving. And who knows what she's been through. I mean, she was part of that shit too.
Yeah. So I wonder if Amanda Bynes will comment on it eventually, because obviously she has to know about it. She's probably tagged in all of it. People are telling her about it. And it's a lot about her. So I wonder if she will make a statement.
Yeah.
Or she's too terrified. I don't know.
She might be. I mean, it seems like she went through a lot. And I just hope she sees that everybody is so behind her now. Mm-hmm. Now, like, they know, like, what this crazy, creepy man did to her.
Yeah.
So, whatever. But maybe let's end on a positive note.
Yeah. I mean, that's very, it's just sad.
You know what? I feel like everybody should watch it because they should. If someone is out there feeling like a certain way, don't be afraid to say what you're feeling. Like, if you feel like you're being sexually assaulted in any way, say something.
Always say something. Yeah.
Poor kids didn't say anything, and then some did say stuff. But I feel like times have changed, so now people will finally listen.
Yeah, times have definitely changed.
Mm-hmm. So sad. But yeah, so I hope Amanda Bynes sees that everybody has her back, and you know.
Amen.
And I hope she comes back, because she was amazing.
Amazing. Such a good actress. Beautiful. Like, she was the full package, just like Lindsay, I feel.
I was obsessed with Amanda Bynes. Like, I wanted to be her.
Same.
I was like, I want to be Amanda Bynes. Like,
she was amazing. Yeah. So hopefully she'll come back, but let's get into fan questions.
Yes, let's end on a positive. Let's end on, like, an upbeat thing.
All right, so...
Oh, wait, really quick. Love is Blind reunion, because we kept talking about Love is Blind. I felt bad for Trevor. I have to say it. I felt bad for freaking crazy, like, Trevor.
Even though I know he's in the wrong and he fucked up and, like, what the fuck are you doing? I did feel bad.
They made an example of him.
He literally walked out, sat there, had nothing to say, looked around. He was like, can I go?
He's like, I had to talk.
Like, he shouldn't have went. He shouldn't have went.
Yeah. They got all of the couples that have stayed together on there. They grabbed two of the couples that have babies. And they're like, this is what the show is about. Not you trying to get social media fame. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and Sarah Ann was, like, trying to, like, be all drama for the reunion.
Oh,
like, you're
God.
The pick me girl. I'm like, oh, shut up. And I don't like Jeremy. I have to say, I'm being honest. I don't like Jeremy. I don't like his vibe. I think he's a D-bag.
He sucks.
He doesn't show. Yeah, he, like, has no growth. He doesn't. Like Clay, even though Clay, you know, broke her heart and everything, like, he admits, like, you know, I felt like a jerk. Like, yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm going to therapy. I'm working on myself. Mm-hmm. Jeremy needs to do that, because he needs to work on himself.
Oh, he sucks.
Oh, he sucks,
sat there,
man.
Like, with a little puss on his face. I'm like, you stink.
Yeah.
And then Sarah Ann sat there like she was in the right. I'm like, no, you're not, though.
And like, are they 12? Because Laura went on, you know, they introduced Laura and she was on Zoom. And Sarah Ann goes to Jeremy, should we clap? And, like, laugh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and Jeremy was like, no. Like, are you 7? Grow the fuck up. You guys are grown adults.
So...
Oh, I don't like them.
Yeah, and I hated how her leg was sticking out.
You sent me a picture, like, she should cross her leg.
So I was watching the reunion, and I sent it to – I took a picture of Sarah Ann, because I have, like, a weird thing when we're at our reunions. Like, I ask, I'm like, should I cross this leg or should I cross this leg to make me look, like, better? And she had the wrong leg crossed. If she crossed the other leg, she would have looked so much better. I like zoomed in. I'm like, here.
Yeah, Dina was like, I hate it.
I'm like, I hate her leg.
Can she fix her leg, please?
I can't. That was like the only thing I could look at the entire video.
That's distracting me.
I can't. Oh, okay. Let's get to fan questions.
All right, so here's a good one. What's the weirdest food combination you've ever tried that actually tasted good?
I don't know. I'm weird. Like, I don't know if I weird food freaks me out. Like, trying weird things freaks me out.
I'm trying to think of a combo no one really eats together. You know, like when you do something and they're like, ew, why?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's weird? When because you do ketchup on your eggs, right?
Oh, ketchup on my eggs. Oh, yeah. And ketchup on my chicken cutlets that everybody gives me a hard time.
So me and Dina, we do ketchup on our eggs and ketchup on our cutlets. And who's the roomie that's like, oh, I would never. That's disgusting. All of that. Is that like, how is that weird? Like, I've always done ketchup with my, I can't eat eggs without ketchup. And chicken cutlets, like they don't taste the same without ketchup. Like, I don't get it.
No. I only eat my cutlets with ketchup, and I get shit on every time we eat cutlets in the house. I'm like,
it's so weird.
I'm like, leave me alone. Let me eat.
I never understood that.
Oh, and I also do chicken cutlet sandwiches with my ketchup. So I like just white bread with chicken.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And ketchup.
What I've been doing lately with chicken cutlets is barbecue sauce.
Oh, okay. Now, yeah.
That's different, and it's a little like, it's more spicy.
Ooh, a little spice.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember when Paula came over in Italy, in Miami, the first Jersey Shore family vacation, she made chicken cutlets. And I was so excited we had leftovers because my favorite drunk food when we got home, I would get just white bread, ketchup and chicken cutlets, and my roommates would sit there and look at me in disgust while I was drunk eating it, and I didn't care freaking less. I was like shoving it in my mouth. Besides Nicole was like, can I have that too? But that was like my favorite food, my drunk food.
It's so good.
What's your favorite music artist right now? Johnny from San Diego.
I feel like I don't really listen to music because it's just like everything kids and like kids bop and, you know, freaking Bluey and stuff. But I have to say, NSYNC came back. We didn't talk about it.
Oh, my God. I saw NSYNC came back.
So yeah, I
feel weird, though. I know you're so obsessed with it.
Oh, I love them so much. I want to cry.
I feel like Justin is stringing them along. I do. I feel like.
Why? Because he got bad press and he's trying to like fix it.
I think he brings them around whenever he needs them. So I think he needed them for the Troll movie, so he brought them around. Now he was getting bad press because of Britney, and he's like, you know what? How could I spin this? Let me bring NSYNC around. Mm-hmm. So in a way, I kind of feel like I'm not getting the excitement I would get if it was just so like, oh, yeah, we're going to go on like a tour because, you know, we all want to. But I feel like Justin just strings the other poor men around.
I mean, I definitely felt that. I felt a little bit of that. But I don't care. I love NSYNC. I love NSYNC so much.
I'm still buying tickets.
Yeah, like I'm still going. They still haven't announced their tour, but they're doing these random like pop-up shows. And I'm like, come the fuck on. Like I would die. Like obviously love Backstreet Boys. Seen them in concert a couple times. Like met them backstage. Cried, peed my pants. Like did all of it. But NSYNC is really my number one. I love Backstreet Boys, though. Like, Backstreet Boys is right there with them. But I was an NSYNC girl. So if they ever decide to tour and come to Jersey, my ass is there. I'm crying. I'm going crazy. Like, I love NSYNC. So I'm going to say NSYNC for that.
I mean, I will probably go. But I used to be an NSYNC girl. But now I think I'm more Backstreet Boys. I changed.
Yeah. I love them all, to be honest.
Right now, I don't really know what my favorite artist is.
Yeah, see?
I kind of just listen to today's hits.
Today's hits. Oh, well, anytime I'm in the car, I'm always listening to 90s or Pop 2K.
Yeah, no, I just put on today's hits and I'm like, oh, this is a nice hit.
Oh my God, we're old. Goodbye.
I know, because I don't know any songs anymore. You know? So I'm like, awful. Oh, what's new? What's new today?
Yeah, we're old ladies.
I can't.
This stuck in my tooth.
You got some. Oh, Cameron wants everybody to know he's eating jelly beans.
And yummy.
Who are we going to see today?
Bunny.
Who are we going to see today?
It's Bunny.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Have fun seeing the Easter Bunny.
He's excited.
Oh, amazing.
Okay, let's see.
Mama, did Easter Bunny after that come?
Yes. If you could have anyone on the pod right now, who would you choose? Lisa from Arizona. Ooh, who would we choose?
Hmm. I think we would choose someone from Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Because we've been so obsessed with it for the past couple weeks that we want to know the full tea.
I would probably bring on Jimmy and Chelsea because, you know what? I feel like I didn't get enough of that on the reunion. That was the one thing I needed more of.
I know. We didn't really get answers. And that bothered me.
Yeah. Like, what? Like, some about, like, more questions about, like, everything. I feel like we got 2 seconds of them. So I would want some Jimmy and Chelsea tea.
Please?
Agreed.
Look at my tooth.
Okay, Cam. All right, let's do one more question. And then, yeah, so next week we will be here. I'm trying to think. We're going to try and get an episode for when we're filming, but next week we will have an episode. The week after, we may not because we will be filming 24/7. So we will keep you meatballs posted. But I'm thinking maybe we could even do 2 next week so that we could get one while we're away. We'll try and figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, if we definitely have the time, we're going to try and do it. But meatballs, we will see you next weekend or next week, next Thursday. And then we'll let you know if we're doing another episode the following week because we do have to film and entertain you guys for next season.
Yes. And we film 24/7. So it's not like we could, they don't give us a break. Well, they give us a break.
But that break is to shower and get ready.
We have to get ready for the night, so we won't have time to sit down and record. All right, so our last question would be, what do you guys think has been the best prank on Jersey Shore Family Vacation? And I'm sorry, I have to say my dead potty prank. You missed it.
Oh, I missed it. I really wish I saw it because I really want to know like how I would react.
Oh my God, the roommates are still salty about it. I'm like,
yeah, everyone hates you for it. They're like, oh, Dina, that was terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry that I'm a good actress and I put on a good show. Okay.
You are a good actress. I wish I was there.
It wasn't like, oh, it's a dead. It was like the whole day of like, oh, this guy is now cheating on this girlfriend. And ooh, this like we made the entire day was the prank. And then it wound up being like a fun thing. Like it was a murder mystery. So it wasn't like, oh, I threw a dead body in the pool.
I feel like if I was there, I would have been helping you with it.
Oh, yeah. You would have been
I feel like we would have been together.
Me, you, and Chris would have like did the whole thing.
Yeah. But
yeah. Yeah. Everybody's still salty about it. I'm like, oh, please. Yeah.
Everyone always talks shit to Dina about it. Like, that was terrible. How could
you? That was mean. I'm like, shut up. It's been years. Get over it.
Tina's literally like, shut the fuck up. It was amazing.
I'm like, get over it already. Enough.
Grow up.
All right. But I'm sure everybody agrees. I think that prank was the best. I mean, Paulie has done a lot of great pranks. I'm not going to lie. But that prank people are still pissed about.
Yeah, I would. So I would, since I wasn't there, I would say the best prank was the Inside Out prank that Paulie and Vinny did. That was insane.
Yeah, that Inside Out prank was good. Yeah, so
that like took a lot.
Yeah, if it wasn't my murder mystery prank, it was definitely Paulie's Inside Out outside in prank, and then also Mike putting us to the city. That was pretty good too.
Oh yeah, you guys missed us like hysterically crying and running into a liquor store. We were like, they hate us. Why would they do this to us?
We were drinking in the liquor store parking lot.
Literally, we were like, fuck them. We're going home. And then we were like, can we just go out in the city? Like, fuck them.
But we didn't have our IDs. We had nothing. I don't even know how we were getting into Jenks. We were hot messes back then.
I don't even know how we realized we were in the car for 2 hours.
You just broke your brother's whoopee cushion. This is going to be great.
Oh, my God. All right, Meatball. Well, we did it, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, Meatballs. Let's get sauce. Now you just popped your own. He just broke both of the whoopee cushions. All right, Meatballs, I'm going to have a wine. Let's get sauced.